We're going to continue that discussion right now with the man who heads up Palestinian Media Watch. He and his team, they monitor the electronic and the print media of the Palestinian people. Their organization is called Palestinian Media Watch. Their address is palwatch.org, PALWATCH, one word, palwatch.org. And Itamar Marcus is his name. Itamar, we want to find out more about this national emergency in Israel, the kidnapping of three young yeshiva boys. And I refer to them that way. They are students of the Torah, as I've already mentioned, one of them after high school and two of them still in high school studying God's word. And they were then kidnapped. Everybody is supposing it was by Hamas. Can you give us any update? Can we understand it really was Hamas who perpetrated this crime on these young men, or do we have any idea who it is?
The Israeli intelligence has apparently tracked it down and very much concluded that it was Hamas. Hamas has long been trying to kidnap another Israeli soldier or civilian in order to trade them for their terrorists who are in jail. You remember Israel was forced to give out to free over 1,000 terrorists when Gilad Shalit was in jail for 5 years. And what happened was there was so much pressure from the population at home on the government that they gave in to releasing those 1,000 terrorists because they wanted to free Shalit. Well, that's what the Hamas was assuming, that they would capture a few people and there would be, you know, after a few years, there would be so much popular pressure on the government that they would be willing to release terrorists again. That was their goal. There are many terrorists serving multiple life sentences. When I say multiple, you've got people like Abdullah Barghouti serving 67 life sentences. That person should never step out of jail, responsible for the deaths of 67 civilians. And they decide, well, let's kidnap an Israeli, hold him for ransom, and the parents will make their appearances on TV, and it'll create sympathy, and then eventually Israel will give in. That's what they hoped for, and that's why this is happening now.
And I understand the Palestinians are celebrating, using the media in every way they can to celebrate the kidnapping of these three young Jewish students. And they're putting up three fingers. So that seems to be the salute. Am I correct on this?
Yes, you are. It's the three-fingered salute. And in fact, Hamas once did it with three fingers. And then they had, opposite the three fingers, they had the names of the boys, and they said one shalit was worth 1,000 soldiers, 1,000 of our prisoners, so three shalits is worth 3,000. And that's what they really believed. They believed that they would get. Now, why they won't get that is because the Israeli response to this has been completely different than it was the last time around. The Israeli response the last time around was to, as I said, really give in to the demands. This time, the Israeli government is not being passive. They've gone into the Arab cities, and they are searching door to door, every building, you know, checking to see if there's a rug where they could have a floor that they're hiding someone in a tunnel, and they are in searching for these three boys. The lives of the local population are really suffering, and I think if they suffer enough, not that that's what the goal is, but if they do suffer enough, there's not going to be popular support for kidnapping anymore. The reason they could do these kidnappings is because they have popular support. If the people really suffer because of this, I'm hoping that there will be no popular support. And without popular support, there won't be another kidnapping.
What's the Palestinian media saying about all of this?
Well, that's how we know that the Palestinians are really suffering, because for the first 3 days, they celebrated the kidnapping, and then they switched from celebration to criticizing Israel for its security measures. And when they started switching, we knew that Israel was doing something that was really causing them pain. The cartoons that appeared in the newspapers, for example, one of them showed three mice being caught on a fish hook, and the mice, of course, represented these Israeli boys. I mean, it was disgusting cartoon, and that appeared all over the place. Including on Fatah, official Fatah Facebook. Fatah is Mahmoud Abbas's party and supposed to be the moderates, and that's how they celebrated. It wasn't Hamas. Fatah celebrated it with the three fish hooks, the three mice caught on hooks. Then, after 3 days, the cartoons were things like Israelis marching, cruel-looking Israeli soldiers marching through the cities, trampling on the bodies of dead people. So when that switch happened in the cartoons and in the media, we understood that the Palestinians were no longer celebrating, but now they were actually mourning and suffering because of what Israel was doing. And that was, for us, a key switch. And I think that's something that hasn't been picked up around the world yet as much, is that Israel's measures in trying to find them have really made a big difference on the population's attitude toward this whole kidnapping. They're not against it yet, but meanwhile, their support won't last for a very long time if Israel's going to be in their rooms and in their living rooms and in their kitchens looking for that hiding place for the next weeks or even months.
Itamar, I know that Mahmoud Abbas came out and made a public announcement. He was on a trip over to Saudi Arabia that he wanted these three young men who had been kidnapped released. Well, that angered Hamas, and it seems now that that unity government, that unity between Hamas and Fatah is coming apart over this issue.
Well, the unity was a unity government that really was not based on any positive feelings between the two parties. It was really just a matter of convenience. Mahmoud Abbas wanted to rule over the entire Palestinian territories, and Hamas needed money. It was a marriage of convenience, and if the marriage becomes too inconvenient, specifically being Mahmoud Abbas is afraid of losing American money. America gives Palestinian Authority $400 or $500 million a year, and they've been threatening to take it away because of the partnership with Hamas. Well, if Hamas, it turns out, is behind this kidnapping, that would make it very hard for Abbas to both stay with Hamas and get his money. And for him, the money is more important, I think, than Hamas. He can't survive without that American money. I think what he would do is he would literally drop Hamas if they ended up being responsible for this and the leadership supported it. Then they would have to, he would have to make some strong separation from Hamas.
A report from Itamar Marcus as it relates to the national emergency in Israel. The kidnapping of three young yeshiva boys, men who study in their particular locations. That was Hebron and in that area between Hebron and Jerusalem. They study the first five books of the Bible. They've been kidnapped. Itamar, I know that you're going to be making your way to America next week. We would love to have the opportunity to be able to chat with you while you're here. I know you'll be doing some fundraising, of course. All of us have to do that. But are you going to be at the Congress, the United States Congress, again this time?
Yes, I will be, and be updating some key Congress people about things that they have to know, to really know what's going on. The big thing I'm going to point out is that the problem isn't just Hamas. The problem is the Palestinian Authority. It's not just the partnership. The Palestinian Authority itself has glorified and supported kidnapping and much of the hatred that's going on. So I want them to understand who the problem is and what the problem is, and hopefully they will create good policy based on that realization.
Journey's mercies as you travel to the United States, and what a unique opportunity Itamar has to address the members of the United States Congress on the truth that is being said there in the Palestinian media in Israel. Travel safe now, Itamar, and we'll talk to you next week.
Thank you very much, and have a good week.